Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 21st, 2024, from 1 John chapter 5. Finding redemption, understanding sin, forgiveness, and Christian living. Previously, we heard John's verse's prompt reflection on the unforgivable sin, which was identified as the rejection of the Holy Spirit, contrasting it with forgivable sins. While pondering why John advises against praying for these sins, it becomes clear that for the unforgivable sin, the Holy Spirit must intervene for transformation. Despite the potential confusion, trust in God's wisdom and love remains paramount, underscoring the seriousness of sin and the need for self-reflection and reliance on God's divine grace. So let's continue with John's first letter. From 1 John chapter 5, verse 17. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death. There's only one way for a sin not to lead to death, and that is through the forgiveness of sins that comes from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And if you remember from yesterday, that's exactly what we heard. The unforgivable sin is the rejection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, rejection of the Holy Spirit, rejection of God's grace and mercy. And sin condemns us to death. So we need a Savior to rescue us, and that Savior is Jesus the Christ, who dies on the cross to defeat sin, death, and the devil. So John here needs to remind us that, yes, all sin is wrongdoing and leads to death. If I can just insert some words here. If you are in Christ Jesus, that sin will not lead to death because Jesus paid the price for that sin. Paul names it this way: the wages of sin is death. So John needs to name it this way in order to help us in our Christian living. We know the gospel as Christians. We know that Jesus dies on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. But when we see ourselves doing something we shouldn't do, a wrongdoing, a sin, we need to name it that way. We basically come to God and say, God, I really didn't want to do that. I made a mistake. I confess. I repent. This is the point that John is trying to teach us. And this is the mindset we need to have so that the sin does not consume us and lead to death. But sometimes people ask, Pastor, do I need to confess every sin? Well, what happens if I forget about a sin or I don't realize I have sinned? My answer is, do you believe in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of all your sins, with the emphasis on all your sins? You see, as Christians, while we're still this side of paradise, because of our sinful human nature, we will continue to sin. But when we see ourselves sinning, that's when we need to name it and say, this isn't right. So John is trying to teach us to name it and not deny it. And this is how we live as Christians in a fallen world. And this is how we stop a simple sin from growing and consuming us, by naming it and confessing it. Keep this in mind as we tackle the next verse for tomorrow. So join me again tomorrow. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.